Mooncake has long been popular among the Chinese communities in many Western societies, and of course, it first appeared in China many centuries ago. And it's also extremely popular in countries such as Indonesia and Thailand. But I hadn't actually tasted it until I visited Japan some years ago. I enjoyed it so much that since then, I've eaten it in places as far apart as Vietnam and the Philippines, each time being pleasantly surprised by the differences in appearance, ingredients, and flavour. Of the traditional types in China, I very much like those filled with egg, dried fruit, or seeds. Though, for me, the one that really stands out has nuts inside. All of these kinds are quite sweet, as of course are the more modern varieties filled with chocolate or ice cream, though I'm not so keen on those. Whatever the type of mooncake, though, it is best accompanied by tea. I certainly drank lots of it when I was in Shanghai last year, rather than my usual favourite coffee with milk. I was fortunate enough to be there while people were celebrating the Moon Festival, an annual event that sometimes takes place in October, although last autumn it was in September. In other years, it's been held only just after the end of August. During the festival, I learnt a lot more about mooncake from the Chinese family I was staying with. I noticed the form of a rabbit on the upper surface of the one I was about to bite into, and it was pointed out to me that others may have flowers on the top, or the name of the baker's written there. Mooncake is traditionally seen as a way of bringing families closer together, so I'd assumed that most Chinese people baked their own at home. But when I asked the family about that, they said few did, mainly because it's so difficult to prepare. Nowadays, of course, people in towns and cities often buy mooncakes in supermarkets, and at that time of year, many are received as presents in gift-wrapped boxes, often from relatives or friends. Though, in the case of my host family, theirs was from the employer of both the man and the woman. Although living in Shanghai, the family originally came from the city of Ningbo, further up the coast to the northeast, and as a gift, they gave me a mooncake to take with me when I left. This one differed from the generally sweet varieties found elsewhere in China, in that it tasted a little salty, on account of the fact that it was made from locally produced ingredients that included meat. By this time, I was becoming fascinated by everything connected with mooncake, and I asked the family to tell me a little about its history. They told me it first became popular in the 14th century, during the time of the Ming Revolution, when people passed on secret messages to one another as writing on the top of four mooncakes. To understand the code, the cakes had to be cut into four slices each, and then joined with those from the other cakes to complete the message. This took place on the day of the Moon Festival, which then, as it still is today, was one of the most important dates in the Chinese calendar. Once the message had been received, the evidence soon disappeared when everyone ate the mooncakes. Another legend describes the passing of messages hidden inside mooncake, although presumably in that case, the secret letter was burnt once it had been read.